Okay, so the Gemara is addressing the issue is whether a bowel can be maker without hearing anything. So the last proof the Gemara brought was from a discussion regarding whether an obitropos, he can appoint someone to be maker on his behalf. And we saw that the machlokas about whether he could or could not be maker on his behalf was between Rabbi Yonatan, who said, Shlucho shel Adam Kemoto, and Rabbi Yoshio said that he couldn't because of Gzeiras HaKadosh to Vishar, you commanded Vishar Eferenu. But according to both of them, it seemed like that the lack of Shemiyah was not a inhibitor to his being able to be made for the nether. So the Gemara answered up, as we did above, the Chishamanu, that when I do hear about it, it'll be Mufar Mehayu. Gemara says, so then why not wait when you hear about it and do the Afara when he hears about it? So he was worried about doing much with them. Maybe he'll be worried at the time. So Gemara now leaves off. It does not address the issue. Again, this is classic Nedarim. Now switches topics and does not address the conclusion. But we're going to see that the Rishonim argue about what the conclusion of this Gemara was. So by Rami Bar Chama, so Rami Bar Chama asks an additional one. Cheresh, Ma'ushi Efer Lishto. Hey, what about a Cheresh? Cheresh here being someone who could speak but cannot hear. What's the status of his ability of being able to be mefer for his wife? Imtin Salomar, if you believe Baal Mefer below Shmiya, that a Baal can be mefer without hearing, Shom Dabar Mishma, who? Dabar Mishma, who? Because he has the ability to hear. Right? So I mean that his lack of hearing is just a function of not actually hearing about it, but he could, if he wanted to, hear it. Aval cheresh labar mishmahu, but a cheresh lacks the ability to hear at all. So hainu de Rabbi Zeira. This is the principle of Rabbi Zeira, and we see this principle in many places. Dama Rabbi Zeira. Kol haroi lebila, ein bila me'akevet bo. B'chol she'ein roi lebila, bila me'akevet bo. So there's the actual right situation in which this, it disappears many, many times in Shas, but the actual issue that's at hand is in Menachos. Right, in a mincha, the largest size of mincha that you can bring. And that has to do with the ability to mix the ingredients of the mincha. I mean that the Gemara believes that there's a sort of maximum size of mincha that you can bring that would still allow you to mix the flour, the oil, and the water together to make it into a proper mincha. So there the Gemara says, well, what happens if we can't? Doesn't mix it. Meaning that, does it really need to be mixed? The Gemara says that if you could mix it, if it has the possibility of being mixed, then ain't bilam ma'akevet bo, then the mixing doesn't affect it. But if you couldn't physically mix it, then the mixing will be ma'akev. So this is a principle that's used throughout Shas, that wherever we have something where you don't have to, you yourself do not have to do the action. And the action does not have to happen, but you have to be able to execute that action. Being able to execute the action is enough to consider it as if the action was executed. So we say that since the cheresh, even though a baal in general, a husband in general does not need to hear the shmia, does not have to hear the nether in order to be made for it, right? So therefore we were trying to suggest that maybe a cheresh would also be able to be made for the nether. The Gemara says, well, maybe there's a difference between them. Even though the baal doesn't physically have to hear about the nether, maybe the fact that he could hear about the nether, right, changes his status, versus a cheresh who has no possibility of ever hearing the nether, and therefore his lack of hearing, right, is not just a simple lack of hearing, but his inability to hear, and that may be much worse. Right, Odilma, or the other side of this puzzle, is Shama Isha. It says, the puzzle says, V'shama Isha, Loma Akev, and that's what we said above. That maybe the hearing of the Baal is lavda. I mean, he doesn't have to literally hear about it, but he just has to know about it. I mean, he has to be aware of it, knowledge, have the knowledge of it, but not literally hear it. So, Amarabba Tashma. We have a right, so, Vashama Isha, Prat the Eshit Cheresh. Right? So, it says that the man heard about it. Prat to exclude the wife of a Cheresh Mamino. So, the answer is Rabbi Bar Chama's query directly. Says that the requirement to hear eliminates the ability of a cheresh to be made from the nether. Now, Ibailu, Baal, Ma'ushi Efer L'shtin Hashav B'Vatachat. Alright, so what about the ability to be made from the nether? He has two wives.
Remember the debate that they had in the last couple of times? This is where he has to actually hear about it?
Well, we just had that. Amir Bar Chama just asked that yesterday, whether we have to hear it, and the Gemara was inconclusive.
Right, so we say, okay, but we should leave a coma.
Okay, so that's an excellent question, and that is going to be a machlokas that we showed him la'alocha, but had a pasuk here because of this issue. So you're raising an issue, we're going to get to it in a second, we'll do it in the Ron, but it ends up being exactly what you're asking is a machlokas we showed him, because the whether the Baal has to hear or not is a, the Gemara was inconclusive about, and yet the Gemara is able to conclude that a cherish must hear, right, and the cherish is precluded. So what type of impact does that have on the previous question? And that's not the Mishnah meant to do. We'll discuss in a second. By the way, Baal Moshe offer l'shtein hashab v'atachad. An individual has two wives, and they both took nidarim. Can he be made for both women in one shot? Do we say the word ota, right, is davka, right, that when the requirement that he hears about his wife's nidarim, and then he is made for the neder, is the word ota, right, literally, meaning her, or do we not take it so literally? And we say that ota doesn't mean dafka her, but means that referencing, you know, anybody. The word ota, right, appears many times in the parsha. So when we say the word ota, does it mean that it has to be directed towards the individual who you're making for? Or does ota just mean that you have to know whose nether it is, that, or that you have to be aware of the nether? So the Gemara says, well, I have a proof for you. I'm a Ravina, Tashma, Imashkin, Shtesh, Sotot, Ka'achat, Pinesha, Liba, Gashka, Chavarta. You can't give two sotot, right, to drink in one shot, because maybe one will influence the other. Because say one of them is innocent and one of them is guilty, so the innocent one will insist on drinking the mesota because she is innocent. The guilty party will take heart from the innocent party and say, oh well, she's holding out, I'm going to hold out as well, even though they're holding out for different reasons. One's holding out because she's innocent, the other one's holding out because the other party's holding out. So we don't allow them to be had drink together because of the impact that might have on the one of the two sotot. That's not the reason that we don't feed them together. It says in the parsha of sotah that you will give her to drink, levada, right? That she alone gets as drink. So we see the word ota there is used to mean dafka her. Okay, so that would imply that over here also the word ota will be dafka. Okay, now we have to ask all of the questions that one that Shaul asked, which is what happened to, does the husband have to hear it or not? And the next one is the question about here by sotot. The Gemara brings a machlokas tanoim about the din and sota, and yet the Gemara does not clearly state which way the halacha goes, or what the halacha is regards to sotot. And how does that impact us over here? And that's one. And then the last thing, I'll say that I won't do it now. We'll save it for when we get to sota. But there's a great sugya here about ein mashkin shtei sotot to achad. You can't give two sotot to drink it one. It has to, ein osim mitzvot chavila chavilot. But the major issue that's brought up in the Achronim is a bris of twins. Right? Can you do the two, what do you have to do in terms of having two pretot? Do you have to actually separate between them, or can you do them together? Can be a single mole? All of these issues come up. It happens to be that the machlokes shows up. Part of this machlokes deals with the Gemara and the Dafchet and Sota. And that's the Gemara that's quoting over here. But I guess we'll wait for it. When we get to Sota, we'll do the Sukyo there. I'm just pointing it out because it's a very, very interesting, happens to be a very interesting Sukyo. Alright. So let's look in the Ron. Okay, the Ron in the widest lines, the word from the bottom, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines from the bottom. 11 lines from the bottom in the Ran, Uli Inyan Halacha. See the Ran, Inyan Halacha. Alright, it says, well, you know what, maybe we should do the other one first. Okay, you know what, we'll do one more before that, sorry. Go to the Ran, not in the narrowest lines, but after you come through the narrowest lines, you see that there's, in that middle section, there's Mishum Devar Mishmahu. Mishum Devar Mishmahu, the Ran has, right? Mishum Devar Mishmahu. So our conclusion is that the cheresh ma'akev b'shmiya, that with the cheresh, the shmiya does blocks him from, meaning his inability to hear will make him unable to be made for the neder. But Tanya shama isha probably should cheresh. So you have an explicit statement that excludes or precludes a cheresh from being made for the neder. Because tavaram banzal, the davka cheresh, only a cheresh is precluded mishum the lav bar shmiyahu, because he is unable to hear about inishta amo. But a normal person, devar shmiyahu, lo ma'akva b'shmiyah, that he won't be affected by the ability or the lack of hearing. Tehi delek lemishad bayin le'el, but we don't have any conclusion to the Gemara above, right? Meditanya, v'shama yishav prad le'ishad cheresh, the name of v'nokot cheresh, v'ashma v'hekad d'hava bar shmiyah, lo ma'akva b'shmiyah. Right, so implicit in the fact that the Gemara has a brisa that says that a cheresh is precluded shows you that someone who's not a cheresh should be fine. The bigger chiddush would have been to say that a normal person, a person who can hear, right, can, if he doesn't hear it, that is makkeh. The fact that you went all the way to cheresh to say that's where it's blocked or where you can't do it, that shows you that someone who is not hard of hearing can be made. So that to me, so the Ran. Speak well designs. That's the Ran says too. The letter. Mishum the eagle itzchuye. You can knock that off. Dilma mishum orcha demilsenakot cheresh. Bryce has just been addressing the most common case of where a husband won't hear it, and that's when he is a cheresh. Well, then the baal d'alma, maybe in a normal situation where a baal can hear it and he doesn't hear it, then also. This is what you were asking, Shaul. If that's the case, we had the question before about Baal and Shmiah. Why didn't the Gemara bring this Brisa as a conclusion to that Gemara? The fact that it doesn't bring that conclusion, that Brisa as a conclusion to the Gemara, shows you that they didn't believe it addressed the issue. Because it could push it off, like we said. So the fact that it dresses cheresh doesn't prove anything about a baal who can hear, who does not hear it. Spilaki, so he says, nevertheless, came into Kama Rami Brachama, Imtim Salomar. So when the first question, when Rabbi Ari Brachama said about a cheresh, he says, cheresh maushri yefelishto, Imtim Salomar. Right? If you say that a baal's made for Belushmiya, so we know the term Imtim Salomar means that there's some sort of a conclusion about the previous statement. So they're not saying, well, the fact that he used the term Imtim Salomar shows that we concluded the previous situation. So Rami Chama, Imtim Salomar bar made for Belushmiya, Mas Mikle Nami, Ad Rabbi Zeiro. And he uses the principle of Rabbi Zeiro, Damar Kol Roy Labila, Abila Ma'akevil, Mashem Helki Kaimelon, because we pass him like Rabbi Zeiro. And because he says Imtim Salomar, the two of them together, right, give evidence that we've concluded the previous Gemara and believe that the Shmi of the Baal will not be Ma'ake. Both. Says, and in addition to this, the Pashtio de Masnisa Mahanach Masnisa. The Gemara before brought Brisos and our Mishnah, and they all those Brisos and all those Mishnayos sounded like the husband did not need to hear the Nedah. But the Gemara answered up in all these cases, when he does hear about it, or he does hear, says those are all dochaks. The Pashtio shot of all the Mishnayos and all the Brisos is the husband did not hear about it. If you read them quickly and didn't have the Gemara make all these akimtas, you would have read them to say that the husband doesn't need to hear. And even though we did not, we learned the Gemara gave akimtas or tried to explain the way, we don't have to rely on those because they were bedoka that they pushed that way. So this is the way the Rambam learns. So it turns out the Ramban and the Rambam learn the same way, but for different reasons, right? Or at least the Ran's suggesting for different reasons. The Ran's learning, because the fact that we brought this Brisa down, and the Brisa only addresses Cheresh, that proves that a Baal, that's not, right, that the Baal who can hear it is not affected, and therefore it'd be okay for the Baal. That's the way the Ramban learned. Ran says, or Ran concludes that yes, that is true, but not for those reasons. He concludes for different reasons that the Allah is this way. One reason is, because Rami Bar Chama says Imtim Salomar, which already seems to address a conclusion to the previous sugya. Number two is he uses Rabbi Zeira as his proof. Right? Number three is the fact that this brisa was not brought in the previous sugya shows you that this brisa is not a proof, because Ramban uses it as a proof, but the fact that they didn't bring it to answer up the previous sugya shows it's not a good proof. The last thing he says is that all the answers that we gave for the brises and the mishnayos in the previous sugya that said the Baal needs to hear were all bedulka. But if you read them the way that they should be read, like you read our mishnah pshitas, it sounds like they didn't need to hear it. So therefore he includes that the Baal does not need to hear the neder, which is opposite of what you would have thought, because the previous gemara leaves it inconclusive. If it's inconclusive, we usually go, right, by the Shita, we go the Chumrah. The Chumrah would mean that the husband does need to hear it. And yet here, both the Ramban and the Rambam passing the opposite way, right, Shaul was suggesting, well, we don't have an answer, so it's the Chumrah, so he should have to hear it. And yet here, the Ramban and the Rambam both push the other way and say that it'll be the Kula because of the way the Sugya reads beyond it. I mean, the fact that we ask a secondary question that really almost answered the first question to get there. Alright, that's one. Now, next, in Halakha, which is very, again, another interesting, right now, that was the one, 11 lines from the bottom in the Ran, Ilinyan Halakha. What about Shtei Soto and Shtei? The Ilinyan Halakha, you see that? In the Ilinyan Halakha, Ikeman Da'amar, the Ravina, Midrabonon, Mukhukla Labayim. By the Ilinyan Halakha, Ravina is trying to prove from the Rabbanon, to go Mashmalahu, Ota Adafka. That only Rabbi Yehuda uses the term otah, but the Tanakhama of that Brisa or that the Gemara from Sota does not quote is the Divrei Derabbanan and to the Divrei Derabbanan say so otah dafka. Hi, you tell me pnei shaliba gashbe chaverta. They give a reason that what liba gashbe chaverta. Based on that, you would allow the husband to be mefer for both of his wives at once. Says, guess what? That is the way the Tosefta reads in our Masechta. So what do you see from this? What is the conclusion of the Gemara? The Gemara brought a brisa. They brought a brisa to Machlokes Tanaim. Right? They don't explain why or what their proof is. The Ran is saying, well, the proof must be that there are two opinions in the Braisa. There is Rabbi Yehuda, who says Ota is Dafka, and then there's the Tanakhama, who does not say it's Dafka. And who's the Tanakhama? Well, it must be the Chachamim. The Tanakhama is the Chachamim, then we paskin like the Chachamim. If Ota is not Dafka, then the reason of Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotot Ka'achat Libo Gaspa Chavertah does not apply by Nedarim. And therefore, if the Ota is not literally, then by Nedarim, you would be allowed to be made for the two wives. One would be allowed to make for his two wives. And he said that Tosefta here supports that position. That's what the Ran says. Now, the Ran continues and says, guess what? That's really not so true. Why? Ve'enkain, if you skip down two lines from where we are right now in the Ran, it says, Ve'enkain dasa Ramban zal. This is not the opinion of the Ramban. Shown the parakama the sota arena and demantana kama. Who's the tana kama of this brisa? Rabbi Shimon he, the Darish time of the crop. The one who says that you can't be mashkin te soto zaracha because libo gaspe chaverta is Rabbi Shimon, who interprets the time of the crop, the reasons in the psukim. Umatam kamar. And he's explaining why the matam otala vada. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the word ota is the thing that make, or the item, or the alima that makes it that you can only be mefer for one sota. But he says, I'll tell you why. And he gives a reason for the pasuk. Nation liba gasper chaverta. Ama ukuli amar dashin ota levada. In sota, everybody agrees that we darshin ota levada. Right? And v'chein b'per of taref b'kalfi and yoma, we have the same thing. I'm reading ota tapka. I'm reading ota. Main shochtim shtei parok achat. Shiv shemar ota. Lo ota v'et chaverta. That you can't shech two parot at once because of the word ota. So you see throughout Shas, the word ota means literally one and not many. What about the Tosefta? The Ran says the Tosefta does not agree. It agrees that with the fact that you don't need Ota. The Dilma, Misha Beshtahi. Hear this, Ran? He says maybe the Tosefta is messed up. And it was not listed in the, you know, the fact that it wasn't brought down in the brisos of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yosha is evidence that it's not such a clear, maybe it's not such a good, you know, source. V'chein nira li devadai pashtei de'ota dafka de'sugin hachi. It says that the pshat of the sugi is that ota is dafka, and therefore he agrees with the Ramban that one could not be mefer for his two wives at once. When you skip down another two lines now, he says, "Venir li, alocha the chayka inu meitav l'shtein hashem b'vatachat, hachinami inu mekayim l'shtein b'yachat." Just like he can't be made for both of his wives at once, he also can't be mekayim the nether for both of them at once, because they have a hekesh in the pasuk between Ishayi Kimeno and Ishayi Farana, between Hakara and Hakama. So even though there's no, right, because the Kama Mashu, the Hekesh, the Otah, the Chtiba Hakara, Dabka, remember they did the Bakama Dabka. And that just like the Otah is mentioned by Hafara, it will be Dabka, so too by Hakama will be Dabka. And therefore the Ran says, we require you to separate out your Hakamas and your Hafaras between numerous parties. You can't make a joint Hafara, you can't make a global Hafara. And that's the conclusion here. So it's very interesting. Again, two interesting halachot here because of the, again, the first Gemara we saw was inconclusive about whether the Baal had to hear it or not. And we had, even though we would have generally said, inconclusive Gemara and Akim Lechomer, we see that the Rambam and the Ramban both leaned the Kula here because of the subsequent Gemara. Our Gemara about Cheresh, one for different reasons, but both of them say that the next Gemara proves that the first Gemara concluded that a Baal does not need to hear the Nether. Then number two is, here we have a Gemara that ends, what's the din by Shtei Noshav, by two wives. Gemara quotes a Braisa from, or Mishnah from Sota, and then says, well, the Mishnah has a Machlokas Tanaim, so we really don't know. So if that's the case, we would be Naktina and Lechomra, right? Or because the Tanakama there, Rabbi Shimon, which we find out later on is Rabbi Shimon, we think is the Chachamim. So Chachamim, then you have Rabbim, the Yochid, the Halach is like the Rabbim. So it sounds like the word Otah is not Dafka. And therefore you could be Maker for both your wives at once, and the Tosefta and our Mesechta supports that position. Yet the Ramban says no, and the Ran here says no. Why? Because who is the Tanakama of that Mishnah? The Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon. And the Maran Sota says Rabbi Shimon is Dorish time at the Kroh. So Rabbi Shimon really believes that Otah is the reason that the two Sotos can't drink. He's just explaining why the Torah says Otah and doesn't allow you to do, because we will gas me chaverta. He says, what about the Tosefta? Tosefta is Mishapeshtahi. You know, we can't trust the Tosefta, that's what the Ram says. Therefore, even though the Tosefta says otherwise, we're not going to trust it. Therefore, they paskin, the Ramban and the Ran here paskin, that a person cannot be maker for both his wives at once. And not only that, the Ran says they can't be making their nedarim at once. He couldn't do the be making or maker the nedarim at once. Alright, now the next sugya is a mission that we had just quoted earlier. Right, on Daf Ayin, we quoted this Mishnah, so we are familiar with the Mishnah from Daf Ayin. So it says, "Abogeret Sheshata Yud Bet Chodesh," a Bogeret that waited 12 months, the Almana of Amid Yom, and a widow that waited 30 days. "Abelezer Omer Hoel Vago Chayiv Mizonotah," just her husband is Chayiv to feed her. Right, that's the Gemara, the Mishnah, and Subos that say that after 12 months, the husband is required to feed his wives. So the fact that he has now obligated to feed his wives, by definition, or therefore, he has the ability to be mefer in the dark. Chamim ain't about mefer, actually, to get into the reshuto. Chamim say no, that if you want to be made for the wives in the dark, she's got to fully be in your possession. Full in your possession means that you have nisuin, not that you're just feeding her because you reached the expiry date, right? You reached the time where you must bring her in, meet the rabbanon. So Amar Rabba, Rabbi Lezer, and Mishnah Rishona, Amar Davar Echad. So Rabbi says, Rabbi Lezer and the Mishnah Rishona said one thing. What are those? So just as an aside here, remember we reread the Mishnah to read that it's HaBogeret, Vishishata Yubel Chodesh. They're two different inyanim. One is the Bogeret. When she's a Bogeret, she only needs 30 days. And Shishata Yubel Chodesh, so if she's a Naro, she waits 12 months or until the point that she reaches to be a Bogeret and then she gets 30 days. In that this is the time of expiry, the amount of time that the Chacham gave a woman to prepare for marriage. Depending on how old she is, they give her less time. Meaning that if she is younger, then she gets the full 12 months to prepare. If she's a Bogeret, if she's already reached age, right, then we only give her 30 days to wait. After that amount of time, we assume that the husband is obligated then to marry her. If he doesn't marry her, then he's chayiv mizonotah. He has to start feeding her, he has to start taking care of her. Okay, now, Rabbi says, Rabbi Lezer, the Mishnah Rishonah, but Davar Echad. It's not. What's the Mishnah Rishonah? Note him the Tula, Yud Bet Chodesh, the Fanis Atzma. Give Tula 12 months to prepare herself for marriage. He gives Yud Bet Chodesh. In 12 months coming, the husband, or the husband-to-be, does not, the Machnisser, does not have Nisuin, does not execute on Nisuin. Okelet Mishalov. He can eat, she can eat from him, meaning that she's entitled to get nisanos from him, but ochelet betruma. Not only is she able to eat from him, she's able to eat truma. If she's the wife of a kohen now, I mean, he's a kohen and he's marrying her and she's an Israel, or Israelit, she can eat the truma. But if we're talking about a yabam, then she does not eat truma. If she was waiting 6 months by her husband, and then she and then 6 months waiting by the yabam, or even older, she was, her husband passed away, a day before the 12 months were up, or she waited 1 day by her husband, and then 12 months minus a day in front of the yabam, she doesn't eat truma. Alright, Zu Mishnah Rishona. This is the Mishnah Rishona. So why does Mishnah Rishona agree with Rabbi Elazar over here? What did Rabbi Elazar say? Rabbi Elazar said that once she's entitled to eat mizonos, right, once she's entitled to eat mizonos, he gets the ability to be made for her nidarim. Meaning that she becomes almost like a full-fledged wife at that point. He's chayav in mizonos, and he can be made for her nidarim. So we look at it as the equivalent if there was, almost was an issue in there. He's able to be made for her nidarim alone. Right? So too, by the case of the Mishnah Rishona. What does the Mishnah Rishona say? After 12 months, she's entitled to eat truma. Right? Because there's an equivalent of what would be nisuin. I mean, after 12 months, we may force him to feed her, and this should have been nisuin. So it looked as if there is nisuin, and she's entitled to eat truma from her husband. So both of them said the same thing, that after 12 months, once mizonos starts, as if they're a full husband, a full husband and wife. If they're full husband and wife, they're entitled to. Husband's entitled to be made for an Adarim alone. And the woman's entitled to eat truma. She can get truma from him. So that's why the Gemara says that they were Amru Davar Echad, that they said one thing. I just point out, there's a, now here says the Brice that we brought, the Mishnah Rishona says that she did, and there were three cases of where the yavam was involved. 6 months and 6 months, 12 months minus a day, or 1 day, and then, right, 1 day before the yavam, and then 12 months minus that day in front of the husband. In all of those cases, we said that she does not get to eat truma, even according to the Mishnah Rishona. So here, the Rishona, if you look, Rashi says, that the, if you look in the Rashi over here, Vafilu Asta Kulam, you see the Rashi right across from where we are in the Gemara, Vafilu, the word Vafilu. Vafilu Asta Kulam Yubel Chodesh Lifnei Abau, V'chosu Yom Echad Akron, Lifnei Yavam, Eino Machilu B'Truma. Ha Asta Kulam Yubel Chodesh Lifnei Arishon. If she did all 12 months with her husband, the first husband, B'Nochlo Tzai Yavam, and then went to the Yavam. Ho'el B'Kfar Chayim Abau B'Mizonotea, Machilu Yavam B'Truma. Since her husband already was obligated to feed her, when she falls for the yabam, she continues to eat. Because even though he didn't marry her, bring her into nisuyim, as if the nisuyim took place. So according to Rashi, the Braisa, or the Mishnah Rishona, was dafka. All these cases, there was at least 1 day where she was not in front of the husband. But if she was able to complete the full 12 months in front of the husband, then that would already entitle her mizonos. Once she's entitled to mizonos, she can continue to get mizonos even from, or truma, even from the yavam. On the other hand, the Ran disagrees. If you look in the Ran, across from the Ran, Vafilu Kulon Bifnei Abau. If you go across to the right side there, it's in the narrowest part of the Ran, it's towards the end of the narrowest lines in the Ran. Vafilu Kulon Bifnei Abau, Chasu Yom Echad. You see that? Bifnei Yavam. Right, Kakiyak Kirsa, Uperish Rashi's out. For this is the way Rashi explains it, but Perak Apal P, exact opposite of how Rashi explains it here. Right, probably why it's not Rashi here. Alright, Rashi's out, Shampa Perak Apal P, the Lav Dafka Chasu Yom Echad. Tafilu Kulan Bifnei Abal, even if they were all before the Baal, Eno Kalapish Fusei Yabam. So even if they were 12 months by the Baal, she's not entitled to eat by the Yabam. Because the Afinan Hasmin is Tib Kinyan Kashpo. Pai Kinyan Kashpo the Ach, Kasim Dachim. If you want to eat truma, you have to be kinyan kashpo. And that's not the kin. The yabam doesn't have any relation, monetary relationship with this woman. He inherited her because the Torah said so, not because he had a kinyan kedushin. He didn't have a kedushin that generated this. They just wanted to come a case where a woman didn't start eating. But in truth, if she started to eat, she'd stop also. That's the way Rashi learns in Ksubos. The ain't king that's Rabbeinu Tam's out. Rabbeinu Tam does not agree with this. El Dak Bechosu Yom Echad. Avalim Achaltan Kulam Bifnei Abal Ochelet Mishel Yabam. She ate all of them in front of the love, then it's also, she continues to be by the Yavam. In the heat of the Yavam, ain't a makkel, meal don't see them in a makkel. Right, that even though he does not feed her, he cannot stop her from what she's doing already. I mean, he cannot entitle her to truma. But once she's already eating truma, he can't cause her to lose out that chus of eating truma. Eats of a hedge of Yerushalmi, and that's obviously in the Yerushalmi. So you see here that the Rashi here is like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashi that we quoted over here in our Gemara sounds exactly like the Rabbeinu Tam in the Gemara in Ksubos. This is the Rashi in Ksubos, sounds otherwise. It's a sidebar. It has nothing to do with our Gemara, really. But I'm just pointing it out that this idea, there's a machlokas here. Once the woman, if the woman was entitled to eat, she spent 12 months in front of her husband entitled to eat, does, once the Yavam steps into the picture, does he ruin, right, that which she already had? Meaning she no longer will be able to eat because now she's under the jurisdiction of the Yavam, and the Yavam cannot feed her because he's not Kinyan Kaspo, or she's not his Kinyan Kaspo, she's Kinyan Kaspo the Achiv. Or do we say, once she's entitled to eat by the husband, the first husband, that right cannot be lost. The Yavam does not make her in a worse position. He just cannot entitle her, but if she's entitled already...
He marries the first husband.
Right. What? Oh yeah, and soon then he becomes Kinyan
Kaspo. Even if he did it all 12 months in front of the Yavam, it's also not right?
Wait, I don't know where, which way.
Yavam. So even if she waited 12 months in front of the Yavam.
Yeah, it doesn't help her, right?
So why does it say, I feel kulam b'nei Yavam chas yom echad?
Because we think the Baal is the one that's being...
Because even that the one day, at the end of the day we have 12 months,
right.
One day was started...
By the Baal. The Gemara in Ksuvah asks you a question. There's a deal with, there's no Chiddush. I mean, if she spent 12 months in front of the Baal, chas yom echad, what do you have to tell me the other two cases for, right? They're not, the other two cases are obvious. The Mishnah's giving you three cases and they're all obvious. So the Gemara in Ksuvah deals with that. We had it to... I think we learned it together. In Zion, yeah, I think we learned it together. Anyway, right, you're traveling. Okay, that's good, but the Gemara in Ksubas there addresses that, or at least the Mishnah in Ksubas deal with that issue. Alright, so now we have these two. We have the Mishnah Rishonah and Rabbi Elazar both say, which is that when she reaches the 12-month point, she becomes a full-fledged wife. Full-fledged wife by the Mishnah Rishonah in order to entitle to eat Truma, and according to Rabbi Elazar to be Mayfair Nidara. So the Gemara says, well, Bezin Shalach Rehem, Amru, and Aisha Vachal B'Truma, she dechanes the Kupa. That the Bezin Ephraim said that a woman cannot eat Truma until she enters, till there's Nisuin. Even though the 12 months are up, she's not entitled to Truma until the 12 months are up. And we know that from, right?
It's two connected now.
What?
Truma and
how far are connected? Not connected, or that being, that we were looking at effective Nisuin, we call it, right? I mean, that even though Nisuin was not executed, nevertheless, after 12 months, then we assume as if it was executed. I mean, that we give entitlements as if Nisuin happened. So she can eat Truma, and the Baal can be made for the Dharma alone, without the father.
And the Yavam, I assume, is going to look like the Yavam is Truma. It's not really a big
But the Yavam has...
It's going to be the same halakha as the Truma, the same... issues if it's 12 months when she's waiting, it cannot be made for the entire.
Right. I mean, if waiting.
I mean, with Truman to Truman to Yibum, it'd be ironic if the Yavam had a different thing like other Yibum.
I mean, the Yavam has the ability to be made for Nidharma and not, she can't eat Truma.
Yeah,
but it might be possible they come from different reasons. I mean, that they.
No, he was trying to compare the two. So if it was different with the Yavam itself, it would be almost like.
Right, but it might be only because the requirement of Truma is Kinyan Kaspo, and here it's Kinyan Kaspo the Achiv. So that's why we reject it. But Hafara might have to just do with Ishus. And Ishus, the Yavam can generate. So it might be that it's not. I would agree with you. I think that they might. Yeah, it would be the same, but it could be. I'm not saying, and you'll see that the Gemara differentiates in a second between the two and rejects that the comparison. All right. So why can't she eat? So the Mishnah Akhwana says she can't eat until she's nipas b'knesuin, even though midol raisa, a woman's entitled to eat truma as soon as there's a kinyan. When's there a kinyan? Kinyan kiddushin. Right, because the Kinyan Kaspo of Kohen can eat. She's already Kinyan Kaspo for the time of Kiddushin. She's allowed to eat Truma. Why do we say she's not allowed to eat Truma until Nisuin? Right, so the Gemara has Machlokas and Ksubos brings down two reasons. One is Mishum Simpon, right? And one is Mishum Achia, right? Mishum Achia Vavia. So that's the part. The Gemara there says one is because we're afraid she's going to take, where is she now? Before Nisuin, where is she living?
She's
at home. So when the Baal gives her truma, where's she eating truma? She's eating it at home. So she's going to take some of the food and feed it to her father, to her brothers, and they're going to end up eating truma. Right? So therefore, we don't give her truma until she's nisum, where she moves into the husband's house. The other possibility is nisum simpon. What's simpon? Simpon is mumim. Right? We're afraid that the husband is going to...
He doesn't know about it.
Right. The husband's going to find some mum in his wife, and then it'll be a kushet tels, right? It'll be as if there was no kiddush. If there's no kiddush, she's not entitled to eat truma. Ah, what about nisum? Oh, so what? In Nisuin also we could say that he didn't know
he
about it.
Right,
so either he checked her out, by the time he gets in Nisuin, he's already used his relatives to check her out, he's made a good... Right, exactly. He's done a good checkup on her, and therefore its due diligence is done, and therefore he marries her, and we don't worry about Simpon anymore. Okay? Now the Gemara says... Well, is it really true? Amar le Abaye. So this was a statement of Rava. So Abaye says, Dilma lohi. Maybe the comparison is not so strong. Akan lo kashmina mishna rishona ela mechel b'truma d'rabbanon. Maybe the mishna rishona was only talking about truma d'rabbanon. Aval nidorim d'oraisa imalo. Maybe the mishna rishona says, oh, she can eat truma. When she's not about truma, we're talking about truma d'rabbanon. Not truma d'oraisa. And therefore what? It doesn't have any implications by nidorim. Maybe the mishna rishona would disagree by nidorim and say nidorim, which are d'oraisa. We're not going to entitle him to be made for the Nidarim alone and eliminate the father, which would be Idoraisa, meaning that Minatora, the father and the husband are joint owners until Nisuin. So after 12 months, we're not going to say that it affected Nisuin and drop the father out of the picture, which we're dealing with something that's Idoraisa. Maybe we're dealing with something Dirabonon, that we could do that. Let's say Truma Dirabonon. So what's Truma Dirabonon? So Rashi says in Shlain Bismanazet, the Levi Yom Derabbanan, Truma Derabbanan maybe today, which happens to be Machlokas, whether Truma today is Derabbanan or not, or he now maybe Truma Derabbanan, Kilonatsu Chinanoku. But Truma Derabbanan, when we're talking about a potted plant, a potted plant that has no holes in it, is also take only Truma Midrabbanan. I don't know, Rashi in general, Paris that came in from Chutzlars. I don't know, Rashi in general, when he looks for Paris, when he looks for Truma Derabbanan, he usually just says, Yerek. Right, it just says vegetables, which are truma d'rabbanan, or peros, right? Peros, sometimes they'll say peros, whether fruits, other fruits outside of tirosh v'yitzar are d'rabbanan. Over here, you're going through all these things: truma b'zmanazeh, right? Truma b'chutzlaret, atzeh al kokov. So he asks, why is but Yuvul Nochri has this problem, not because of Peres Nifasum of Chutzaritz. Right, again, we talked about this in a previous Daf in the Dharm, but the idea that Peres Nifasum may have to have Ketushas Shvis, mean that they have to be treated. There's the same Kshash, that Peres Nifasum of Chutzaritz might have taken Truma Derabbanan because of the Marasayan issue, that they, right, it's not clear. They're not clearly identifiable as Peres Chutzaritz. Since they're not clearly identifiable as Peres Chutzaritz, there's a requirement to treat them like Peres Yisrael. That'll be true both by a regular year where you have to take up Trumas and Maizers, and here in a Shvius year where you would have to, right, treat them with Kedusha Shvius. We discuss why we don't have that today, or why we don't do that today. Alright, so anyway, I just point out it's strange that Rashi gives these examples as opposed to examples of Yerek or something else that would be Truma Derabbanan. Alright, so that's one reason why the Mishnah Rishonah doesn't have to hold like Rabbi Elazar, and the other way around. Right, Rakan Loshmai Leil Rabbi Elazar, Gabi Nidorim. Like it's a Garab Pinchas Mishmei Derav, Dharma Koha no Deret, Adas Balai no Deret. When a woman takes a Neder, she almost has an implicit Tanai in the Neder. That what? An implicit Tanai in the Neder that her husband has veto rights on it. That's her mindset, is that she's taking the nether, assuming that her husband will have veto rights about it. Oh, truma, it'll be the rabbanah, nami lo afa, maybe even truma the rabbanah she doesn't eat because the husband and the nisuin are not assumed here. So why is it different? So now, that's the conclusion of the Gemara. Now this statement in the Gemara, this about Pinchas, is a very important statement. Because the statement about Pinchas says that there's an implicit t'nai by a woman that when she takes a nether, she takes it at the Aspala. What's the implications of that? That has major implications. Because that means that there's almost if there's an implicit tonight in the nether, that means that you don't need hafara. Because if the husband goes in and says, I don't like it, right, then it would be the equivalent of saying that he's triggering the tonight. He triggers the Tanai and says, oh, it's as if there's a Tanai that if my husband likes, my husband says, I don't like it, it's over. He may not have to use a Lashon HaFara. So is that what Rav Pinchas is saying here? Is Rav Pinchas saying here that you don't require Lashon HaFara because of this Tanai or not? And that the Ron discusses over here. The Ron towards the end, it's very interesting, Ron. He says, so from the bottom, you see the word, the Ran, Baha. It's the last Ran, second to last Ran on the page here. Baha, Baha da Amar. You see that? Baha da Amar, second to last Ran on the page. It's about 15 lines up from the bottom, probably. Baha da Amar. Baha da Amar, time of the relationship of Rav Pinchas, Lav Memra, the Rabbanan, Leslahu Rav Pinchas. Not to say that the Rabbanan disagree about Rav Pinchas. Right, Ella, you skip down now three lines down from where we are. In the middle of the line says the Baha Pligay. This is what they argue about. The Rabbanan Rabbi Lezer, Baha Pligay. Lagi Rabbi Lezer Shavar came into you, Farnes La, Ena no Deret, Ella Avato. Because he's feeding her, her nether, just, she won't take a nether without really him being involved. Rabbanan Shavar, Mevo Bodis, Elam and Farnes La Acher, if a third party came in and fed her, Lo Nodra La Avate, she's not taking the Dharam based on this person. Farnes La Arus, Nami La Avate, Eno Deret, Ashi Tikanes, the Chupa. She's only going to take the Dharam based on her husband once the Chupa comes in. Even when she's nechlas the chuppah, even the chuppah the rabbanim with katana, she's suing ima vachia. Mode the rabbanim so that though he no derech. Mishum hafi oto nesun the rabbanim umavatlin nidra deoraisa, and it's umavatlin nidra deoraisa. Veika the yafi mihalcha. There's something to learn out from this. The mishnadar das kaveru is a yachol hati nidra slopi chuppah. Someone who takes a nether api kaveru or das kaveru, assuming that my friend approves of it, doesn't need hetaras chacham. And he skipped down one line in the Ran, he says, Vizu Itzli Shigagas Hora. Says, this is a big mistake.
It's a kasuv.
But
the only reason that the husband can is because it has a kasuv.
Right. Oh, very good. So that's basically what the Ran says. Ha, apagav the amardav das balahino deret. Ilohi tzarch bal shi yefer lo. When we say that the she takes a neder al das bala, assuming the acquiescence of her husband, it's not like that's a tenai. And that tenai allows her to undo the neder automatically. It just means we still say we still require the bala to be made fair the neder. Both the Lashon Kitzvah la Torah, the way the Torah prescribed for her. Gzeiras ha-kosuvu. There you go. So he said it's Gzeiras ha-kosuvu. Shemaka ain't kol l'shono chavimbo. Therefore not all languages work with it. Tamar, come on. Be a mark to be no der das chaveru nami. Idach matzi mefer mishum the kneder of tnai dami. If you say when a person says this to his friend, to a third party, not his wife, he says al das chaveru, but he has in mind that his friend should approve of it, then if that's like kneder of tnai, hari atarato shobal b'acher roi should tehei nemer b'cholosha. If that's the case, the bal should not have to be made for the nether here, because it's a tnai. A tnai can just, if you trigger the tnai, then there's no nether. This is what Rav Pinchas says. That the fact that the Baal can be made for a nether is a gzeirsa kosuvu. He's giving a tam to the pasuk. Why did the Baal get full possession of his wife's nedarim? Because mishum the Baal adas bala he no deret. So therefore, the Gzeiras HaKotav is triggered by what? By the fact that there's a relationship here, that she was only taking neder al das bala. So Pinchas says, if that's the reason, then we can come up with situations where there is no nisuin possibly, but there's still das bala.
Why can we change the fact that we need the not the exact?
No, because he's saying that it's not that it's a tznai. He's just saying, what's the reason that the Torah empowered the husband to make the nedarim? But she only takes neder al das bala. So he says, we'll come up with a case where there is a nisuin, but whereas he's feeding her, that it's al das bala, but there's no nisuin, and that will also trigger the gzeiras hakotzim.
But then you go back to the case of a friend.
What gzeiras hakotzim are you triggering by a friend?
Mixing the gzeiras, which is black and white. That David has to get Nisach and has to be full of anger. And putting time, the reason he took it, you can put a time into it, and you'll say the friend has the same time.
Yeah, but the friend's time doesn't help you, because it doesn't enter you back into the Zeres of Kutzu. A friend can't do Hafara. It's only Hataris Nidarim. Hafara doesn't apply to a friend. Hafara is a unique situation between a husband and a wife.
Oh, so if you say black one, says, if you're not Hamar, then he's feeding him, it's a husband and wife.
That might be enough. The question is, why is a husband entitled to it? And that's what Rav Pinchas is saying. He's giving time to Krah. Once he gives time to Krah, but he's saying it's not a Tznai, but it's
a... If you're a Musa, you're feeding him, it's close to the swim, the back door gets it in, because the time is close.
Right. But he's saying that it's not literally a tznai. He said it's not literally a tznai. He's just giving an explanation for why the situation is as such now. Alright, so that's where he goes, Mishum Akhi, Zak the Torah, the Baal, Bafar, and the Mishum, the Alta As Baal, he no dared, Hilka, Kosh, he no dared, Alta Tok, Chayla Hak, Zer Sepot, Dama Rachmana, of a no dared, Das Kavero, Lo Chodit Bey Rachmana, Mide, the Torah has no prescription for that type of relationship, why don't know much to make there? You hate the Atni Behejo, if he makes it clear, Tanai, then Barmani no dared, Im Chaviro Te, Machi Chavi Lamishri, Lay, Bey no Torah, Kosh, Mi Yuchat. Right, that's not unique to him. Right, so then he says, "Va'od," and the rank continues, "Va'od." And he, I mean, in Hakal Das Ba'ala, looked up Tina and Alishna. We're not makbid on the lashon itself. Ella Haki coming in. Ain't the liba she's kind of neder. He copied Bei Ba'ala. It's not literally that she makes a tonight. The rank's making it even more forceful. It's not like you make a tonight, but that it's a general principle. That woman in her heart wants her husband to approve of it, and that's why we allow that far here. About Man Lemalans Al Das K Al Da Land Al Das Haki Mashma. The name of those are Al Das Chaver and Matzi Idach LaMishvila Elavadik Dechtima. Says you can't take the lashon of Pinchas literally. He said it doesn't mean that literally meant Al Das, meaning that lashon tonight. The liba in her heart. That means that she feels this is the type of feeling she has, the type of connection she has to her husband. And that connection generates the gzeiras hakasuf. Therefore, you can't extrapolate from that to third parties that have aldash third parties because it's not necessarily relevant. That type of relationship is not there, and that relationship is not there. Therefore, you need an explicit tnai in order to have the ned to be undone by your friend, not just the implicit tnai or the implicit relationship that is there. Okay, we'll stop here.